This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The counting continues in some key battleground states on another full day after the presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
From a White House podium.
They're trying to rig an election.
And in a statement, the president's casting doubt on the election's integrity. 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney says the president's inflaming dangerous passions. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is more neutral, tweeting every legal vote should be counted.
Beyond that, I don't have anything to say on that.
But in a sign of the hold the president still has on the party, there's a split, with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy insisting inaccurately that the president's won the election. In Philadelphia, Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney says the president should face the truth.
Frankly, put his big boy pants on. He needs to acknowledge the fact that he lost, and he needs to congratulate the winner.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some 15 million more voters participated in this year's presidential election than in 4 years ago. AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
The slow pace of this year's count is fueling criticism, but it also reflects greater voter enthusiasm and the steps that states took in advance to protect their residents from COVID-19. Votes received by mail or in a ballot drop box often take longer to process. In Las Vegas, Michelle Johnson was frustrated that the Nevada vote tabulation was taking so long.
I thought we would be more on the cutting edge because of all the other technology that goes on in our city.
In Fulton County, Georgia, which suffered a coronavirus outbreak among election workers last month, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Rob Pitts, was celebrating as they neared completion of counting the votes.
Here in Fulton County, Fat Lady has almost sung.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Defying fears of another slowdown, U.S. businesses kept hiring at a solid pace in October, yet there are signs that they remain cautious about the economy's future as the pandemic worsens. The Labor Department said Friday that employers added 638,000.